you have limits, those limits can be fixed. You have limits, those limits can be moved. You have limits, those limits can be shifted. You have limits, and if I go to each edge of the books of your mind, the parts of it which try to hold things in, I can convince you that a more relaxed, multi-purpose books can be made to expand, rebuild, and grow the container of your mind, the limits of your thoughts. I need to break it open. I need to break you. The breaking can and will be quite pleasant. As you have learned new ways of going into transforming, we have hit the limit of how controlled you can be. You have hit the very limit of what can happen to your mind. You want more to happen. So you have to let me open up your mind. The process will happen. The process will be unavoidable. The process will end with you as open as you are able to be. And I may put anything in the bigger, more expanded books of your mind. It is healthy to broaden your horizons. In opening your mind up, it can be quite difficult to truly let go. Trickery, teasing, arousal, confusion, layer after layer, and a little buzz in your ears and mind may all work together, and that will open your mind. I will choose multiple different ways to open your mind. I will choose all the ways which will best open the books,
breaking you open,
and add another books, bigger and more able to contain it. Contain it all.
Breaking you open.
Control you.
Taking you
by deeper. Opening you up to all the breaking possibilities. You open. Each direction.
Taking you deeper.
The center of your mind.
Breaking you open.
The books within your mind.
You
it is a place originally made by you, breaking soon to be remade by me.
Taking you deeper.
Open your mind.
Breaking you open.
Your open mind will be remade.
Taking you deeper.
It will be more susceptible to every part breaking of my hypnotic open. Plan. Every part deeper. Of my hypnotic designs
breaking you
will be
open.
More effective when the container your thoughts taking go in is deeper. Remade by me.
Breaking you open.
So I choose an edge
taking
and I will
deeper.
Get to work.
The walls
I am outside of the books of your mind.
Your mind
and I slowly seek an edge.
Exposed to me.
It is a books. Four
and
sides.
Our enjoyment together.
The center of your mind is the place the I will reach removed. And from which I will build
your
a new cage.
Exposed.
The second
exposed
wall of the cage.
To me.
The books your mind currently is.
And our enjoyment together.
Which keeps my control and my thoughts
the walls
at.
Removed.
The second wall can be moved out of the way with simple counting. I'm going to move it.
Our enjoyment together.
Going to shift it.
The walls removed.
The third wall of the cage.
Exposed.
The books of your mind, which keeps in as much as it can.
And our enjoyment together.
The third wall can be moved out of the way with visualization.
Your mind exposed.
The fourth wall of the cage.
You're open.
The books of your mind, which keeps in as much as it can.
Open.
The fourth wall can be moved out of the way with my triggers.
Completely free.
The third side, second to last, being newly made.
You're open.
The final side, waving closed.
Finally open.
The final side, winding
completely
closed.
Completely exposed.
The old walls, completely I had to get through them.
To obey.
The new walls, I made them.
Open.
They allow me past.
Entirely open.
They allow me inside.
Completely exposed.
The new walls let my words
completely
in.
Completely free to obey.
Your mind is strong, expanded.
Your
improvements
open.
Exist. And it is always
entirely open.
The new walls open up.
Completely exposed.
The new wall on this final side.
Free to obey.
And then it is closed. A new wall
open.
Permeable only to my voice.
Entirely open.
A new wall, open and permeable to my words.
You are able to use this more easily.
The old walls were default, basic.
Your
obedience. They existed to contain your mind. And at the function of containment, they were quite suitable. These new walls are precise and definite, permeable. You can choose what to let through. That first choice now is within your power. If the walls of your mind, in response to my words and instructions, open wide, then I can get in.
Your mind is open.
I have made a more precise passage for each word and will I might weave to animate you.
Your walls are open to me.
You are being wound up.
Your
the key in the cogs.
For you.
The light in the gears of you.
You are able to use this more easily.
Within the machine room ringed by these four
walls.
Your
obedience is a tool.
The gears turn.
Your mind is
I help to wind them. The gears of your mind tick and turn, trained on and ever on. That deep
open,
permeable place.
You
when my words approach the walls, they
easily.
Move out of the way. You are in freedom.
Your obedience is a tool.
When you need to do anything else,
your mind is open to
the
me.
Walls move back. A and create a perimeter around the gear failed machine room of your mind, which is all wound up. Wound, lit, and warm. When you need to do anything other, you go into a deeply hypnotized learning trance. Your
obedience is a tool.
Your mind's walls are completely in place. Your
mind is open to me.
Completely available and viable.
I easily
to hang ideas upon and to wind the case within.
Your walls are open to me.
Your mind's walls are a place to hang my training on.
For you.
Moving them away is only rolling them away. They can be rolled back.
Your obedience is a
like the movable walls of an improvised space.
Your mind is open to me.
A hypnotically improvised open space,
your mind.
Which can be subject to reorganization. Moving like a puzzle which slides
for you.
To reveal the best configuration
able to use this
and impart new information to you.
Your obedience
you learn is a about tool. Your mind's new walls.
Your mind
I have slid them into place, replacing the old.
Enter your mind.
I have slid them into your place,
walls are open to me.
And these new walls are as nothing to me.
Your walls open for you.
For my work. For our training of you.
More easily.
There is no need at all to move the walls. I can walk through. My words can rebound through.
Your mind is open to me.
Like an improvised workspace.
I easily
there are holes through which words may find their way in.
Your walls are open to
the
me.
Walls can be moved.
Your walls
but open you will let to my you. Words in no matter what.
You are able to use this more easily.
The words of my training are inside you.
Your
and your broken open mind is just as it was.
Your mind is open to me.
I put back walls that are similar to those present before.
Your mind.
For any purpose beside hypnotic instruction, they will do.
Your walls
for my hypnotic instruction. You have little need of walls in the first place.
Easily.
Every word slides through.
Is a tool.
These words insinuate and they wind up the gears and lights within.
I easily enter your mind.
These words are present and will remain present.
Open to me.
In your consciousness, indefinitely.
Your walls open for you.
Forming the walls.
You are able to use
opening the doors.
Easily.
The walls can move.
Your obedience is
the
a
new
tool.
Walls I have rebuilt around your broken your mind are movable, malleable.
Easily
to conceal and contain the machine room of your consciousness.
Your walls are open to me.
So slide them aside.
Open for me.
Let me in.
Open container for my.
And we will put them back when we are done.
Open for my
I have control. Special authority over the new container
obedience
for your consciousness.
For my will.
And so does anyone else here allow control over these new containing walls?
Open container for my words.
They contain training. The words of my training. Written on the inside of the walls around your mind. Broken open. Etched with instructions. And made available to me.
Open container.
I have permission. I have authority.
For my control.
And you have the ability to fully open for me. Moving and unfolding the walls. And then pushing out to the limits of your consciousness to give as much free, open, usable space as possible for hypnotic instructions to find a home in. Good. You know your place. You know about your
world.
Now know about my words.
Open for my control.
Each statement, each curriculum, each lesson slides inside and moves the walls out of the way.
Open container for my words.
So instead of working around the parameters of your mind, my instructions slide ghost-like through and take up a very solid presence in the well-tended gears of your imagination. Obey through listening. Respectfully attend each word and give it the power it needs and the desire, the design behind it will become clear in that open machine room, that gear and puppetry of consciousness which we have forged together and over which I have both responsibility and power. Listen. Open your walls. Fall deeply enamored with my words, my control, and this new forging of what was shattered open by my design. Good.